Father, I thank you again for all of these wonderful testimonies that the people have shared that believed your word and what you did. Praise the Lord. And we know that you will continue to do even greater things for us. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I don't have time to preach very much. I'm just going to introduce a series that I am going to be doing. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, that, you know, the presence of the gnats here today, you know, it just goes right along with the message. So today I want to talk just quickly about revival and evangelism. And then this week and the subsequent weeks, I'm actually going to be doing the, we started the Book of Revelation series in the Wednesday class, Bible classes, but I'm switching it. Starting this Wednesday, we're going to talk on personal evangelism, soul winning, the methods, you know, and so forth, and how you close the deal and discipleship and all the techniques and so forth. So now, all of you who signed up for the Soul Winners Action Team, you know, I want you to be in those classes. If you can't be there, you must dial in to find out how you do this, you know, how you close the deal, you know, and how it is done. Personal witnessing and all of these things, and you know what it's all about. So we're going to be talking about that, you know, starting this week. I want everybody in the church that can to dial in on Wednesday at 7:30 and be a part of that series, because you're going to be truly blessed. But today I'll just speak for a few minutes on revival and evangelism. Now, the word revival, you know, has been probably the most abused among, you know, in Christendom, in the church and so forth. I mean, revival, everybody, you know, everything's revival. You know, if we have a 3-day meeting now and we invite somebody out of town or speak, say we're having a revival. If this and this, we're having a revival and so forth, you know. And, you know, so people confuse that, you know, and so let me try to straighten that out. And I'll be talking more about that in the Soul Winners series. Evangelism, personal evangelism series, the methods and so forth. We're talking about that, but let me set the record straight on that. Now, revival is for the church. Evangelism is what the church does, taking the message to the unsaved. You know, now, unsaved people are not revived. You know, because we don't use that word for revival. You know, when people are getting saved and all of that. That's evangelism. And then there is church evangelism. There's also personal evangelism. You know, but revival is what the church needs. And you cannot have real evangelism without first revival. Hello? That's right. You know, and let me tell you when you need revival. You know, when you come to church and the 2-hour service begins to feel like it's 5 hours long, you need revival. Hello, somebody. You know, or, you know, when all you can see about the work of the ministry or the service or the church that you are in are all the things they are not doing right, you need revival. Amen? Praise God. You know, I've got a laundry list here, but I don't have time to do it. You know, I'll talk more about it later. You know, but, you know, and also, you know, when you have no compassion for the lost, you need revival. In fact, if you don't have any compassion for the lost, you should turn off the television, you should get off Facebook, and all these other things, get in your closet, get a jug of water, maybe some crackers, and get a hold of the Lord. Amen? That's right. You know, praise God. You know, we need revival. You know, and, but revival is what the church needs. But I've already preached a message some time back on the ingredients for for true revival. You'll find out on our website, July 15, 2007. I encourage you to go listen to it. You know, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 will tell you the real ingredients for revival. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will give them revival. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. Prayer. Hallelujah. And I know before this work started in 2005, the Lord put it in the hearts of three of us to begin to seek the Lord for personal revival. And we prayed for several weeks, months maybe, and said, give us a passion for the lost. Give us a passion for souls. And this work came out of all of that. Now, revival is what the church needs. Now, evangelism is what the church does when they are revived. Amen? You know, so, now God, he can, you know, God can preach the gospel if he wants. You know, but he chooses to use us to do it. And I'll tell you something too, you know, the Lord, you know, when we preach the gospel, I may preach, somebody else may water it, but it is the Lord that gives the increase. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when God begins to move on the church, and the church begins to be revived, they are fired up, and they begin to speak, you know, the law of Christ into the lives of the unsaved. And that's what evangelism is. You know, so we begin to evangelize, and you should listen to the message, Mobilize to Evangelize. That's also on the website. You should listen to that from, let me see, May 18, 2008. So you should listen to that. You know, so we'll be speaking more about that later on. And finally, I want to tell you something that happened many, many years ago, you know, on this subject of revival, just to let help you understand what it is, what it really means. You know, when I was as a young man, about maybe 19, 20, you know, and I was admitted to Federal School of Science and Technology, Lagos, in Nigeria, and I went to, you know, I went for the first day of orientation, I mean, registration, and all of that, and went through the campus and trying to pick my classes and do all of these things. And it was a long, tiring day. So at the end of the day, I was kind of weary. So, you know, and then I saw on the notice, I saw a notice of a meeting, a Christian group meeting and so forth. And I said, oh, wow, that's good. You know, maybe I'll be refreshed. You know, so I went in there hoping that it was a prayer meeting because I really needed to charge up. So I got in there and I was disappointed because it was a Bible study, you know. Don't make anything out of it. I'm just telling you how I felt. I wanted a prayer meeting, but I got in there. There was a Bible study. I was kind of disappointed because the Bible study, they were just sitting around in groups and I really wanted something. So I decided to just join one group, you know. That was my first time in the meeting. So I just joined one group. I sat down. And as I sat down, they were talking about revival. And they said, and somebody said, when revival happened on the day of Pentecost, you know, and I said, excuse me, you know, and back in those days, I like to cause a little trouble everywhere I went. I just like to stir things up, you know, just be different, just create commotion or do whatever, you know. So I said, excuse me, revival on the day of Pentecost? I said, that was no revival. I said, now is when you need revival.
Yes,
and then everyone looked at me funny and said, somebody stood up and wanted to pray for me. Let's cast out the devil. And I said, well, you know, you pray all you want, you know, but you guys need revival right now. I said, because that was the birth of the church. That was not revival. And I just, you know, I didn't say anymore. After that, I just closed the meeting. They closed the meeting and I just went. So after the meeting, I was walking away, you know, and a couple of folks came and said, hey, brother, what did you mean by that? I said, well, just look around. I look at the meeting that you were in. Did you feel the Holy Ghost? They said, no. I said, well, there you go. As I rest my case, I said, you need the Holy Ghost. And you need to have some revival. I said, that man, the brother said, yeah. That's what we're talking about. That's what we've been looking for. You know, I say, I don't know about those meetings where you guys just sit around. You know, you guys need to do some things. You know, say, yeah, we'll hear you more about this matter. They followed me to the McDonald's in Dom and so forth. You know, the next thing, they call somebody and say, you know, that's all. And I didn't know then, but it turned out that they had tried to start something, and their group shut it down. They said, well, we don't believe in any of that. You can't speak in tongues. You can't do these things and so forth. So anyway, to cut a long story short, by me going there, God doing those things, that school had perhaps the greatest revival that they had ever had. Amen. Praise God. I give the glory to God. And the thing spread all over the place, you know. You know, out of that revival came so many things, you know. So that's, you know, and then when the revival happened, let me tell you how the evangelism started. So that's how the revival, you know, the saints started getting revived, and then they came out of that prayer meeting group or whatever, which was dead, you know. It's kind of like, thou hast a name that thou livest, but you are dead. It was a dead thing. So we started another group, and then the next thing you know, wow, there was fire everywhere. And then one day, we were in the meeting, and I went to the bathroom, you know, and then there were two guys sitting there, and then one said to the fellow, said, oh, this Scripture Union folks have started again, because we, you know, they were singing and so forth. And the other guy said, oh no, these ones are not Scripture Union. These ones are on fire. Hallelujah! I didn't say anything, you know, that's revival, praise God. Now, what was evangelism? Well, we would be in the meetings, you know. Now, the Holy Ghost, he can evangelize. Amen? Yeah. We would be in the meetings, you know, and we'll just be minding our business and so forth. You know, the next thing we know, the glory of God will come into the meeting, you know, and so forth like that. And as soon as it did, the students will line up on the corridors. And we'll just be minding our business, doing the things we were doing. And one by one, they'd come in and so forth. And they'd fall down. And they'd be giving their lives to Christ. They'd be asking for forgiveness. Nobody said anything to them. You know. And there, some of them, you know, then would minister to them, cast out devils. They'd be filled with the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues, prophesy, and so forth. You know. And then they jump up, you know, and they go evangelize somebody else. And they say, my goodness, you know, God, something is happening. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Praise God. And that's evangelism. And, you know, so we, you know, evangelism all over the place started to, you know, things started to happen. And then the next thing you know, miracles everywhere. Praise the Lord. And miracles bring even more evangelism. Praise God. There was a man that sold this Fun Ice or Samco ice cream. Some of you might know that, Samco milk or whatever. This man was dumb and deaf. Born like that. And he was, I don't know how old he was, but he's had this little cart. He sold this milk and things, you know. Everybody patronized him. His name was Sam. I remember his name because he sold Samco milk. And he was also Sam. And every day, everybody bought this thing from him and so forth, you know. And he had been like that all his life. One day, he came to this meeting that had revival. And he ran out of that place shouting and singing and praising God. Amen. He had never spoken all his life. And he ran around the whole campus, and everybody knew him because everybody bought something from him every single day. He could not speak. He could not hear. He had to, you know, use some sign language and so forth. My lands. And the whole school knew that something was in the land. Praise God. And what happened? Because some people got revived. And they wouldn't back down. And when this guy came into the meeting, people got revived. People didn't, you know, people that got revived, they challenged, you know, the infirm spirit that was in him. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, I'm sure he had gone to the other dead meetings before that. You know, nothing happened, you know, because they were not revived. You know, but when the church is revived, then you can evangelize. Praise God. So we will be talking about that. You know, and I'm going to be telling you recent testimonies, not testimonies from years ago, you know, and then, you know, but you will know that real revival causes evangelism. Let's stand to our feet. That's all we are going to say today. I will continue this series on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we are going to talk about the Great Commission that Jesus gave us and how we ought to take the message outside the camp. Hebrews 13 and 13 will tell you, let us go beyond the camp, bearing his reproach. You know, that's outside of these walls. We got to take the message to the people. Amen? So we are going to be doing that, and God wants us to be soul winners. And he wants all of us to be soul winners. And if you say, well, I don't know how, well, you're going to learn how. You're going to find out how, you know. And then God has given us, you know, the ability and the equipment, you know, through the gifts of the Spirit to be effective soul winners. Not just witnessing. Witnessing is one thing, but actually winning the souls for Christ. You know, and then God will lead you to the lost sheep. Now, some people will just receive a witness. Yeah, that's fine. But we want to find the lost sheep. Because Jesus said, other sheep I have that are not yet of this fold, them also I must bring. And there must be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah, somebody! Hallelujah. So that is our role, and let's not forget it. And I want to also remind you, you know, that this is Gospel Missions International, in case you forgot what GMI stands for. And that is the whole reason, you know, why we are here, is to preach that gospel. That's why it's Gospel Missions International, and not just come to church and enjoy a few songs and I'll go back home. You know, so we will be embarking on training people on how to do that, be effective soul winners, and also how to you know, how to close a deal, and so forth like that. And he that winneth souls is what?
Wise.
That's right. Proverbs 11 and 30. He that winneth souls is wise. Let's lift up our hands, and let's pray this one simple prayer. Make me a soul winner. That's right. I want you to pray that prayer. Just pray that prayer. Make me a soul winner, Lord. You know, I tell you, we prayed that prayer for months. You know, Brother Peter, Brother Emmanuel, myself, we prayed that for every week we met. Prayer months. And asked God for a passion for souls. You know. And then the next thing we know, God began to put that burden in our hearts. And that's how real revival starts. God says it is time. Then he puts the yearning in somebody's heart. And then they begin to pray. You know, and that's how God works. You know, and then God, you know, after you pray long enough and broken down the flesh, then God will send something down. And when you are fired up, then you begin to tell others. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the great commission, the work that you have put in our hands. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Now, you all know how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. How he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's how God sent him. And he said, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. You know, these wonderful folks who have given their lives to the gospel, you know, they exemplify what we should be doing. Now, not all of us are called to be missionaries. You don't have to leave Phoenix and go to Africa like God called them to do. But you can be a soul winner. And you can witness for the Lord on your job, at your school, in your neighborhood, in the store, wherever you are. We're supposed to be bearers of that light. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, we're going to be talking more about that this week. Now, let's lift up our hands and ask the Lord. I'm going to ask the Lord to bless everybody this week and be with you. And whatever you do, I don't want you to miss this teachings that we're going to be doing on personal evangelism and soul winning and the methods and the techniques and so forth like that. Whatever you do, Wednesday at 7:30, I want you to dial in into our phone number, which is 712-775-7100 with a passcode of 16858. 8585#. If you need that information during the week, call me. I may send out a text message to remind you. I want you to be on there because everybody is going to get a blessing from those series. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, bless your people as they go home today. Thank you for the blessing that you already put in our lives. The anointing of increase that's already upon us. May it continue to overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord anointed my cup and you anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over, the psalmist said. May the anointing of increase cause even our cup to run over and even impact others around us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace and his favor throughout this week. God bless you and have a wonderful week. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Now, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all.